We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
You are so quick, man. You eat so fast. Hey, take it easy, huh? Slow.
Hello, refined viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 92 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us is the Philippines with the following new edition in Aklan Province, Antique Province and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafu, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Super. Suprememaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Jordan lauds the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, efforts in the country. In good governance news, Peru is recognised for her adoption of anti-tobacco measures. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Watoto Foundation, which is dedicated to a bright future for Tanzania street children. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 13th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Bulgaria, His Excellency Boyko Borisov, born in 1959 in Bankia, Bulgaria. Prime Minister Borisov is committed to protecting the health of Bulgarian citizens, expressing support for a total ban on smoking in restaurants. In addition, showing concern for animal welfare, His Excellency has worked towards stricter laws to ensure the well-being of our co-inhabitants. Prime Minister of Grenada, His Excellency Tilman Thomas, also celebrates his birthday today. Born in Hermitage, St. Patrick, Grenada in 1947, Prime Minister Tilman Thomas has advocated immediate action to halt climate change. To facilitate a greener economy, His Excellency's administration has approved plans to transition to a low-carbon development path. June 13th is as well the birthday of Secretary General of the United Nations, His Excellency Ban Ki-moon. Born in Umsong, South Korea in 1944, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's priorities include gender equality, disarmament, building prosperity, global health, and peace and security, with climate change being at the top of his concerns. Our respectful appreciation, Prime Ministers Boyko Borisov and Tilman Thomas, and Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for your dedication to a sustainable and caring world for all. May your excellencies celebrate a joyful and blessed birthday with cherished ones.
Flying news. Chile's volcano ash shuts down airspace over Australia and New Zealand. As Argentine and Uruguayan airports begin resuming airport operations after flights were suspended due to the June 4th eruption of Chile's Puyehu, air travel across the world became affected as strong winds carried the ash clouds 9,400 kilometers across the Pacific to Australia and New Zealand.
On Sunday, Australia's national carrier Qantas Airways cancelled all flights within and coming to Australia, while airlines Jetstar, Tiger, Virgin Australia and Pacific Blue similarly halted many or all flights to and from both countries. By Sunday afternoon, an estimated 30,000 travellers were left stranded at airports, with officials in both New Zealand and Australia saying that even without further volcanic eruptions, the ash cloud could take several days to clear.
Our appreciation for the officials' efforts to ensure the safety of all air travelers. May such far-reaching disturbances be eased through our greater care for fellow beings and the environment.
Earthquakes hit Kuril Islands, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, and Indonesia. Russia's Kuril Islands was jolted by at least two quakes, one of 4.8 magnitude on Thursday, June 9, 122 kilometres south of Kurilska, and another 4.7 magnitude temblor that struck early on Sunday, 229 kilometres east of Severokurilska. On Friday morning, a magnitude 5.4 tremor rattled New Zealand's Kermadec Islands, 124 kilometres south of Raoul Island.
Also on Friday, Papua New Guinea was shaken by a quake registering 5.2 on the Richter scale, centered 100 kilometers east of Lai, while in Indonesia, a tremor of magnitude 5.1 struck off Maluku, 203 kilometers northwest of Samlaki. The tremors fortunately did not result in casualties or damage, and no tsunami warnings were issued. We are thankful that everyone in the quake-stricken regions is free from harm. Let us strive to eliminate such potential dangers through our kinder, eco-caring ways.
Thank you.
Citizens speak out. As people persist in their calls for democracy, basic freedoms, and improved human rights, they rally in the streets of Bahrain, Bangladesh, India, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Turkey, United Kingdom, United States, and Yemen.
Saudi Arabia. According to Press TV, over 50 Saudi human rights protesters held a rally calling for the creation of a national parliament, political parties, and for both men and women to be able to run for public office. Kuwait.
Hundreds of Kuwaitis continued their weekly protests Friday, June 10, calling for the resignation of the country's Prime Minister, his deputy, and the entire cabinet over charges of corruption and their failure to progress on issues due to ongoing political disputes.
Bangladesh. Activists in major cities throughout the nation stated that over 100 people were injured and another 150 detained by police during a strike to protest the government's move towards constitutional amendments that the activists say would make the electoral process unfair.
India. Journalist Jyotirmoy Day, known for his investigative reporting on organized crime, was assassinated Saturday by assailants in Mumbai. A special police team was immediately assigned to urgently investigate his murder.
Bahrain. Poetess Ayat al-Karmezi was sentenced to 1 year in prison after the 20-year-old student was arrested in April for reading a poem during a protest that was critical of the king and prime minister. Despite the recent lifting of martial law, military trials for detained protesters continue, with six others sentenced on the same day as Ms. al-Karmezi, as the young woman also reported that she had been tortured during her imprisonments thus far.
Turkey. In Turkey, the Minority Republicans People's Party and Nationalist Movement Party have united in cities like Balıkesir to be able to play a larger role in constitutional reforms.
Meanwhile, journalists protested the government's arrest and detention of 57 colleagues held without charge, as the Freedom to Journalists platform called for the release of all media members, as well as for political parties to review and amend laws limiting press freedom. Syria.
Following the deaths Friday of 25 protesters in Syria from military air artillery, the U.S. joined Turkey, the European Union, and the United Nations in speaking out against the outrageous use of violence by security forces. The U.S. government stated Saturday that Syrian leaders must stop the humanitarian crisis they have created by ending the violence and allowing aid workers such as the International Committee of the Red Cross to access civilians in need.
The agency itself has also appealed for more meaningful immediate access to attend to the wounded. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton made similar calls while also urging Syria to lift sieges on protest-related cities, where more than 5,000 have crossed into Turkey to flee the violence. Meanwhile, as Syrian forces continued attacking the town of Jizr al-Shagor Sunday, they discovered a mass grave containing at least 10 soldiers. Although the military claims that these men were killed by armed attackers, residents and defected soldiers speaking from Turkey stated that the dead were recruited locally by government forces and were then killed when they refused to open fire on the protesters. As we grieve for those perished, injured, and suffering, we pray for the turmoil in every nation to completely subside so that people worldwide may choose to live in peaceful dignity and freedom.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
whatever freedom they ask for, they should have it. Because humans deserve freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to travel, freedom of religious practice, freedom of saying what they want and choosing whomever they like to govern their own country.
Basic human freedom. For that, I also give a lot of zillion of spiritual points, and I hope it works.
That is hundreds of thousands of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions. Without freedom, people cannot breathe. Without freedom, people cannot have dignity.
Without freedom, people cannot develop their potentials. And thus, they cannot serve their family or their country, and lastly, the world, to the fullest of their capacity. So freedom is very essential to human evolution, to the wellness of the world, to peace on our planet.
That's their birthright, to have freedom, because they are children of God. They are right to demand it if they don't have.
Tôi làm thơ buồn từ 5 lên 8 tuổi. Chiến tranh làm con người già quá rồi. Nhưng không hẳn là sớm khôn ngoan. Đạn bom làm cho tuổi trẻ lụn tan, cũng như khiến đất màu khô cằn hoang phì. Khi sắc máu kéo dài bao thế hệ, con người bơ phờ vì thiếu niềm vui. Sợ sẽ khóc ngày mai dù nay tôi đang cười, sợ chết chóc dù còn hơi thở vội, sợ mùa xuân chỉ mang màu tang trời, sợ người thân sẽ một thoáng bỏ mình, sợ hãi hùng đen tối của ngục hình khi ngưng chiến dù bên nào thắng trận. Ôi đất nước ấm u đầy thù hận, hãy vươn vai như phủ đồng thiên vương, hãy đập tan lòng tranh chấp ghen hờn, hãy can đảm xa lìa bóng tối, hãy đánh ngã lòng hám danh hão lời, hãy đốt tiêu những tà thuyết ngông cuồng. Lẽ phải gì làm đổ máu rơi xương, lý tưởng nào mà nhà tan cửa nát. Anh nghĩ vậy, tôi có quyền nghĩ khác. Ta luận bàn với ngôn ngữ của con người. Loài thú cầm cần bao bọc giống nòi, sao nhân loại tay sặc mùi máu vàng. Nếu các ngài là anh hùng dũng cảm, hãy oai phong từ chiến thắng chính mình. Tự nhiên rồi thế giới sẽ hòa bình, và ta đem thuốc súng làm pháo đỏ, để xuân về ta đốt vang đường ngõ, vui trẻ già trong áo mới xanh sang, nụ cười tươi lại nở tựa hoa vàng. ta đem nụ thủy tiên mừng đời mời. Đây là điều đơn giản mà người dân hằng mong đợi.
Flying doctor not being here.
Life-saving healthcare service receives donation from Supreme Master Ching Hai. For their royal wedding, Prince William and Miss Kate Middleton ask that those who wish to send gifts to please contribute through their gift list of 26 charities, many of which serve lesser known causes. Sending her best wishes to the royal couple, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $50,000 each to the charitable organisations Save the Children and Australia's Royal Flying Doctor Service. Our association members presented the donation to Royal Flying Doctor Service, or RFDS, a non-profit organisation whose members travel by air across the vast Australian continent to meet health, education needs and provide 24-hour emergency care.
Anyone that is working, travelling or living in rural and remote areas of Queensland and the rest of Australia, if they have a need for the RFDS, we will go out and provide our services and at no cost to them individually. For instance, in the southwest corner, one of our bases, Charleville, has one aircraft and crew, and that is 24/7 availability, and they cover the size of basically France.
You got to meet Prince William. Tell us about that experience.
It was a great experience. I think he's a lovely, lovely young man, and he's a very engaging man, and he particularly was very keen to meet the people that have been involved in the rescues and particularly affected by the disasters that occurred.
This community, more than any other in the world, can appreciate the full horror of what is unfolding in Japan.
So on behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, we'd like to present you today, Royal Flying Doctors Queensland, with a check for $50,000.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to Supreme Master Ching Hai for this wonderful donation to the RFDS Queensland. We really do appreciate it. This will go a long way to helping deliver the services that we deliver.
With congratulations and admiration to the benevolent royal couple, our appreciation also for Royal Flying Doctor Service and your noble work in Australia. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving support of such causes. May we likewise do our part in sharing kindness to better our world.
Smokers and non-smokers benefit from national ban. A study led by Dr. Imran Sulaiman in Ireland found that a 2004 nationwide ban on smoking in the workplace has led to reductions in respiratory illnesses, which in turn has resulted in significantly fewer emergency room admissions compared to before the ban went into effect. The researchers also found a significant decrease in cardiopulmonary disease and noticeable decreases in hospital admissions related to asthma and acute coronary syndrome. Many thanks, Dr. Sulaiman and colleagues, and bravo Ireland for these encouraging facts that highlight the benefits of public smoking bans. May more countries enact such policies for the protection of precious lives across the globe.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million US in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health.
A U.S. medical study finds that quitting smoking has nearly immediate benefits, including lowered blood pressure and reduced heart attack risk within 24 hours.
Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Save our planet. Scientists working in Greenland find that accelerated melt in the past decade due to global warming has caused one of the region's three largest glaciers to lose the equivalent of 11 years' normal snow accumulation, or approximately 300 billion tons of ice.
Save our planet. Zambia's Community Development and Social Services Permanent Secretary Sherry Thole calls on traditional rulers, community leaders, and the public to work with the government in addressing climate change through better protection of the country's forests and wildlife.
Warning news. A massive recall of food items produced by over 40 manufacturers is issued in Taiwan or Formosa due to contamination with the toxic chemical DEHP, which health officials stated can damage liver and kidneys, affect reproductive health, and may cause cancer.
I am Nimbo the Nubian Ibex, and my scrumptious vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. Today, I'd like to share a tip on how to eat more vegetables. By incorporating chopped or minced ingredients like broccoli, cauliflower, and zucchini into pizza or spaghetti sauces, you are adding their nutritional benefits. Experiment with different combinations to find which tastes more delicious together. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
humanitarian news. Jordan lauds United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF efforts in the country. According to the Jordan Times, His Majesty King Abdullah Albani Ibn al-Hussein expressed his thankfulness to UNICEF for the organisation's programs which support and augment children's services in Jordan. In response, UNICEF's Executive Director Dr. Anthony Lake commended Jordan's work in facilitating access for disadvantaged youth to health, education and protection. Moreover, Executive Director Dr. Lake also expressed gratitude for Her Majesty Queen Rani's role as UNICEF's first eminent advocate. Our respectful accolades and appreciation, Your Majesty's King Abdullah Albani Ibn al-Hussein and Queen Rania, for your dedication to Jordanian youth. Also, many thanks Executive Director Dr. Anthony Lake and United Nations Children's Fund for your ongoing commitment. May your efforts bring wonderful benefits to the vibrant young people of Jordan.
In good governance news, Peru is recognised for her adoption of anti-tobacco measures. According to the Peru News Agency, Andina, the World Health Organization or WHO, and the Pan American Health Organization or PAHO commended the partnership between Peru's Health Ministry and the National Commission for Tobacco Control. The two organizations have joined to realize their goal of decreasing tobacco use and exposure to secondhand smoke. Peru is also a participant of the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, which affirms the right of all individuals to be in the best of health. Our earnest thankfulness, Peru, for your care of your citizens. May all people adopt life-affirming habits for optimum well-being and happiness. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Watoto Foundation, which provides vocational training to children in Tanzania. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Please stay tuned for more exciting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, rejuvenating news for a renewed world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Watoto Foundation, a humanitarian organisation founded by Truus and Nout van Hout from the Netherlands.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Watoto Foundation is dedicated to giving a positive direction in life to children in Arusha, Tanzania, who are formerly living on the street. Founded by Truus and Nout van Hout from the Netherlands, the non-profit has three components. First, the children are contacted and invited to Child in the Stars, a drop-in centre in Arusha. Counselling and instruction in reading and writing are provided. The youngsters stay about 3 months and are required to adhere to a lifestyle free of alcohol and addictive drugs.
Next, the residents can take an examination and graduate to the Child in the Sky. Set on 17 acres of fertile farmland in Makumira, this permanent home for the program's participants contains a self-sufficient organic farm. Training in various vocations such as carpentry is offered.
The last part of the foundation's projects is Koboko, which means hippo in Swahili, lodge, a luxury safari resort. All jobs other than that of the manager are carried out by individuals trained by the non-profit. The lodge also has a vegetable garden and coffee and banana farm. In addition, avocados, mangoes and oranges are grown. All profits go to the various projects of the foundation. A heartfelt appreciation, Truus and Nout van Hout and the Watoto Foundation for your caring endeavours. We wish you much success in assisting many more treasured young people to greet bright futures with God's abundant blessings.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Common Ground.
In the courtroom, the judge asked two feuding neighbors, "Wouldn't it be possible for you both to have a common ground to settle the dispute?"
"Yes, Your Honor. We found a piece of common ground at the border of our lands.
And we both want to claim it."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
感谢无上师电视台多年不遗余力的努力，让世人能以全新的角度重新审视人与动物、大自然之间的关系。每次看到动物与人互动的温馨画面，看到动物纯真又充满爱意的眼睛，令人感到如生活在天堂中一般美好。中国河北祥义。
Kind-hearted Shang Yi, it is wonderful to receive your well-wishing note. We too eagerly await the day that all humans appreciate the divine quality of our blessed co-inhabitants. May heaven's grace be with you and all the loving people of China.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the eternal jubilance of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Two of the world's fastest runners, Tyson Gay of the United States and Steve Mullings of Jamaica, sprint toward the finish line of the 100-meter event in the New York USA Grand Prix, with Steve Mullings coming in microseconds ahead as both prepare to go on to the World Championships in August.
Iran hosts the second International Conference on Disarmament and Non-Proliferation in Tehran, with the UN, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, and other global nuclear experts and diplomats participating to work toward the goal of a nuclear weapon-free world.
Some 2,000 people from various ethnic groups of European Gypsy heritage gather for their first audience with Pope Benedict XVI, offering colourful celebration performances as they also receive His Holiness' encouragement for their further integration in society.
The United Nations donates $1.8 billion to Bangladesh as part of a 5-year program to improve people's lives in 7 main areas such as human rights, food security, and reducing disaster risk, with 22 UN organizations that will assist in implementing the aid.
Wishing to aid Tunisia's transition to stability, as well as encourage further expansion of their country's trade relations, Algeria is donating $100 million to her neighbor, along with $90 million in interest-free and low-interest loans.
After discovering that almost 200 young students from the Philippine island of Layag-Layag had to swim half a mile daily to attend school, government worker Jay Jabonita raised money for charity through his Facebook page, enabling the purchase of a boat for their transportation.
On a visit to Cuba, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping meets with Cuban leader Raul Castro in Havana, where the two leaders sign agreements that strengthen bilateral cooperation in areas that include financing, energy, and communication.
Initial images from a telescope built by the 15-nation European Southern Observatory Group and installed in Chile's Atacama Desert are revealing astonishing detail, including a region in the constellation of Sagittarius, known as the Omega Nebula, where new stars are born.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.